We invite you to enjoy this sermon, presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on November 11, 2018, at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida. The title is Tough Choices.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What is the most important thing in your life? Children? Family? Work? Security? Money? God? Country? Church? Truthfully, I don't think many of us can answer the question of what is most important. More likely would be a list of things that are important. But nailing it down to one, now that's not very easy for us to do. But priorities are a part of life. Each of us sets our priorities differently. What we most value is a big part of who we are and how we see the world around us. Certainly, we are influenced to a huge extent by how we are brought up. The values and priorities our parents had are to some level imparted to us, along with those of our schools, communities, friends, and other family members. Ultimately, though, we must decide for ourselves how we are to live our lives. What is important? The gospel reading I just shared with you really brings the message home about setting our priorities. This poor widow, she put a penny in the offering plate. A mere penny. Wow, pretty generous, huh? How would we react here in this church if we noticed someone drop a mere penny into the offering plate? Now, no one would say anything to them. But no doubt there would be some wheels turning in folks' minds and maybe a few words shared in little groups later. What if that person happened to be a homeless veteran living here in Lehigh? Would that make a difference? There is certainly a sizable homeless population here, and surely Some of them are vets. What if it happens to be a single mom struggling to keep her children clothed and fed? We can't always tell how someone is doing just by appearances. And it really is not up to us to judge anyway. As Jesus makes clear in this story, the penny isn't the point. The woman put in her last penny, all she had to live on. It may not have seemed the wisest thing to do, and Jesus isn't saying we are to do that, but it was very telling of what mattered to her. Giving to God, trusting the promises of God to watch over her no matter what. Those are the things that mattered to her. But a tough choice, giving away that last penny. Jesus lived as a real, living, breathing person in this world that we share. Now, he lived a divine life and was here to show us the way to live as well. But he wasn't stupid. He lived in the world and knew the demands and ways of the world as well. He knew we have pressures on all sides to balance and cannot live with our heads in heaven. We are meant to live in the world as his followers. Are we, perhaps, a community of the people tapped into traditions that laud social harmony over conflict and value hard work, clean living, and law and order? Should we be? Does anyone know what important thing took place on January 27, 1973? Well, perhaps not a highlight of history, but on that day it was announced that United States military conscription, the draft, was officially over. As a male coming of age in the 70s, it was quite a relief. I graduated from high school in 1975, and the thought of being drafted and going to Vietnam weighed heavily on me. I don't know how much was fear and how much was the battle between religious questions and patriotism, but the thought of military service was a big internal conflict for me, but one I kept inside. No doubt this has been a challenge for people over the generations since fighting and battles began. Thou shalt not kill is a pretty clear commandment. But does that really mean never? There were armies in Jesus' day, and he didn't condemn them. Indeed, killing is part of the Old Testament story over and over. God hates sin and evil, and if killing is the way to deal with it, that is what happens. For example, think of the familiar stories of Sodom and Gomorrah, or of Noah and the Ark. Through God's wrath, people were killed. Is it any different when we are fighting wrongs and evil in the world? But who is to judge? It's good that we love and support our country. But does that mean that we're always right? There are two sides to every argument. When we go to war, it may seem that we fight ideologies and governments. But the truth is, we fight and kill living people. just like ourselves. Another quotation from a time of war at Christmas time. In war or in peace, you may never forget the quiet thankfulness and obligation owed to those whose sacrifices enabled you to celebrate Christmas. Therefore, a candle should burn in every home for those most loyal, who stand eternal watch on the wide fronts of this war. We do owe a debt of gratitude to those who fought and many who died in battle to protect the ideals of our country. But we must also respect those who served their countries for their beliefs, or perhaps simply out of obligation or conscripted service. The quotation I just shared with you and the quotation regarding a community of the people could very well refer to the United States. But neither one does. They both came out of Nazi Germany, our bitter enemy in World War II. People who were enemies in politics, but now are friends and allies. Much like the British many years before. Enemies who are people like you and me, trying to live their lives, most of whom probably don't fully know or understand the politics they've been called to fight for, and may not like or agree with the politics, yet are put into a position to fight for them. Who is right and who is wrong is for God alone to judge. What we do in times of conflict can be the most difficult and far-reaching decisions we ever make. Tough choices. The long-lasting impact on veterans is mind-boggling. Post-traumatic stress, unemployment, relationship difficulties, and homelessness are rampant. Our veterans answered another word from Jesus, recorded in John 15, that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Regardless of whether we agree or disagree with the politics involved, the governmental leadership involved, or even war itself, these are people who gave of themselves for you and for me. Many have been scarred physically and emotionally, and so many have given their lives serving their country, laying down their lives not only for friends, but for fellow citizens they don't even know. A very tough choice. The day is coming when, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, he will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. That day will come. But in the meantime, we are called to make the tough choice to follow the example of that poor widow and put God above everything else in our lives, trusting the promises of Scripture and the words of Jesus. We are to serve God and one another as we believe in our own hearts we are called to do. For some, that is serving in the armed services. For others, the path could be vastly different. And that's okay, because God created each one of us as unique thinking individuals. Whatever path we truly believe God leads us on, hold fast to God and know that God is always with us. Amen. Please be with me again in the spirit of prayer. Loving God, we are challenged by the tough choices life throws at us. We want to follow you and your commandments to us, but sometimes how to do so seems so unclear. Help us to trust your ever-guiding presence in our lives and to protect those who take on the dangerous service on our behalf. May we follow Jesus to the end of time when peace shall prevail. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on November 11, 2018 at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was Tough Choices. Thank you for listening. And may God bless you.